AI has arrived for Google search. The tech giant says now when you Google, you will get AI results at the top of the page. Online publishers and website owners fear it will be catastrophic to web traffic. NPR's Bobby Allen reports.
Last week, Google executive Liz Reed walked out onto a massive stage at the Shoreline Amphitheater in Mountain View and made a declaration that could change the internet forever.
So whatever's on your mind, whatever you need to get done, just ask. And Google will do the Googling for you.
Google will do the Googling for you. Okay, clever one, Google. But what does that even mean? Well, it means Google's AI will now comb vast corners of the internet, suck up the text from multiple sites, and spit out an answer to your question. It's Google's response to ChatGPT. And it could upend the whole internet, since about 90% of online searches are done on Google. If everyone is getting the information they need by having AI paraphrase websites, why would anyone ever need to click a link?
Google decides what the user gets, serves it up, and they don't need us anymore. Then that means we're getting replaced.
That's Danielle Coffey. She runs the News Media Alliance. They represent more than 2,000 newspapers, and they are freaking out. She says this change will be disastrous to the news industry. Here's why. Most news sites rely on online ads. If web traffic plummets, that means advertising revenue drops at a moment when the news industry is under pressure like never before. Google's AI search is barely a week old, and Coffey says many newspapers are already saying web traffic is cratering.
I just don't see this being good for society, but also good for the AI models themselves. If they suck us dry, what's left to feed off of?
What she's saying is this. If Google's AI search leads to fewer people going to websites, it could cause a death spiral. News sites disappear and less to feed the AI machines. Right now, one site Google AI pulls from a lot is Wikipedia. Selena Deckelman works for the foundation that oversees Wikipedia. She says the website's number one source of funding are individual donations. If traffic drastically sank, it could cripple Wikipedia.
We'd encounter all kinds of challenges. You know, I think it would reduce the donations, which then makes it difficult for us to support the website.
Then there's another issue, and something we've seen with other AI tools: answers riddled with inaccuracies. Google's AI overview has told users to eat rocks and mix pizza cheese with glue. Not great. I asked Google's Hema Bodaraju about this. She's a senior director of product at Google.
We've generally seen that these are uncommon queries and not representative of most people's experience using search.
Part of the issue is that Google's AI overview summarized from random users on Reddit and took the satirical site The Onion seriously. Deckelman says Wikipedia is edited by an army of human volunteers. Google's AI overview is the opposite: information processed and presented by machine learning.
There's risk there that we can already see that what comes out of that is nonsense.
But Google emphasized to me that overall, its tests show people love getting answers quicker. The company told me the so-called user experience is far superior to the old Google. Coffey with the News Media Alliance isn't buying it. She compares Google's AI overview to another service from more than 20 years ago.
Napster was a great user experience.
The music service was shut down over copyright infringement for offering up people's work without payment or permission. Coffey says tech companies love to say they're just giving people what they want.
It doesn't make it legal, and it doesn't make it equitable for those who are feeding that user experience for free.
Google, no doubt, will make money off AI search. Just days ago, Google announced it will start including ads alongside all of its AI-generated snippets. Bobby Allen, NPR News.